The new Italian film, Respiro, is based on a Sicilian folk legend, but Bob Mondello says it plays like a classic of Italian neorealism.
12-year-old Pasquale lives in a spot so beautiful that it seems a modern-day Eden. It's called Lampedusa, an island fishing village surrounded by craggy cliffs, pure white beaches, crystalline water, and cloudless skies. Pasquale has a bit of a wild side to him, whether roughhousing with friends or flirting with girls. And when you meet his mother, you see where he gets it. Grazia is like the landscape, free and untamed, which occasionally gets her into trouble when she sunbathes topless on a deserted beach, for instance, and realizes too late that the fishing boat her husband Pietro works on has floated into view. Pietro's furious with his wife, but the fury passes. Grazia's mood, however, once darkened, tends to stay that way, and later in the evening, when they're at home, she rages unexpectedly. When Pietro shouts that he needs Grazia's medicine, you realize that this is not a singular occurrence. She's being treated for her outbursts, and the town is urging Pietro to have her committed. Though he's resisted, it becomes clear to young Pasquale that Dad's losing the battle, and that Mom can't really protect herself, at which point he comes up with a plan of his own. As told by writer-director Emmanuel Crealese, this melodramatic story has an almost documentary feel, like Italian neorealism, but with scenery so gorgeous, it's likely to cause a tourist invasion of Sicily. The performances are terrific, from smoldering Valeria Golino in what would have been the Sophia Loren part back in the 1960s, to brooding newcomer Francesco Cassisa as her son, and in fact even the non-professionals in minor roles, right down to the callow young traffic cop who can't bring himself to reprimand a pretty girl and ends up asking for a date instead. Though it has moonlit bonfires, packs of wild dogs, magical realism, and moments bizarre enough to grace a Fellini flick, Respiro is completely persuasive in creating this island that time has passed by and that you won't want to. I'm Bob Mondello.